The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, November 11, 2021. The president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, called on the friends of his country to defend Cuba's truth in the face of destabilizing maneuvers aimed at destroying the revolution orchestrated and instigated from abroad. The president tweeted sharing a message from the Casa de las Américas cultural institution, urging people of goodwill to show their support for Cuba. Casa de las Américas issued a statement published in the online magazine La Ventana, denouncing the new escalation of aggression and the plans to promote regime change in Cuba. According to the statement, the new strategies come wrapped in terms such as constitutional rights and peaceful marches. Cuba is being harassed viciously by its historical enemy, confident that it will be able to deceive public opinion and present itself as the bearer of democracy and freedom. Therefore, we call on our friends to avoid, by all means at their disposal, that the truth of Cuba be silenced, the statement concluded. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported this Thursday that in the last hours, 403 people were detected with COVID-19. Four deaths and 711 medical discharges were granted. According to the website of the aforementioned ministry, of the 2,074 active cases in the largest of the Antilles, 2,012 have a stable clinical evolution, 62 people remain in intensive care, 17 in critical condition, and 45 reported in serious condition. Since the beginning of the pandemic in March 2020, the Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported 957,735 cases in total and the recovery of 947,326. The Ministry of Education of Cuba and Ailsa Velasquez continues their broad agenda at the 41st General Conference of UNESCO, in which she ratified the defense of education as a fundamental human right. Velasquez was one of the three ministers, along with her counterparts from Bangladesh and Slovenia, chosen to intervene in the presentation of the report, in which UNESCO Director General Audrey Azoulay and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and the Ethiopian president also presented criteria. Guterres and the Ethiopian president Sakle Werksede participated by video message. The Cuban minister recognized the importance of the report and highlighted the need to take on the challenges of the sector to guarantee the future. And in the international agenda, we have that the World Health Organization, WHO, highlighted 10 achievements of the anti-COVID-19 vaccination process in Bolivia and hailed the priority given by the government of President Luis Arce to combat the pandemic. The regional immunization advisor of the Pan American Health Organization, Alba Maria Ropero, highlighted that the vaccination had the integration of different ministries and the government facilitated the processes of investment, timely availability of vaccines and supplies, mobilization of resources, flexibility of regulatory processes, and social communication, reported the media. The Bolivian Minister of the Sector, Jason Ausa, welcomed the validation and recognition expressed to the country by the WHO, which considered Bolivia as the first nation in the region to evaluate the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, the Puebla group is getting ready to hold its first face-to-face meeting since 2019 from November 29th to December 1st in Mexico, with the participation of over 150 personalities from Latin America, the Caribbean, and Europe. The group will debate on the urgent needs facing Latin America, the Caribbean, Europe, and the world, together with the Ibero-American Parliamentary Group and the Latin American Council for Justice and Democracy. During the meeting, they will delve into a solidarity model with social and multilateral justice in the deepening and consolidation of democracies in the region, territories free from political persecution, judicial wars, and full respect for the self-determination of the peoples. The group, founded 3 years ago in Mexico, has consolidated as one of the most prominent political spaces in recent times. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.